Recently our website has been attacked by vandals. We have been and continue to fix the consequences that they cause. Sorry if your experience was interrupted. Your monthly donation package on GiveSendGoToUs has expired. Please donate again to TheosMilitaryNews.com monthly with a 12-month plan through GiveSendGo. Links below each video. Thank you for all of your support and companionship. We would not be able to continue without your support. Nick Fleming RVGCR Intel Update January 30, 2023. The latest video will be shown earlier at the official website TheosMilitaryNews.com. Mountain Goat article, the overthrow of speculators and the street gives the central bank a week to save the dinar. These dinar rates at even 1,166, 1,450, etc. are not acceptable. The true rate is being suppressed. There is a difference between the wording of value and rate. The value of the dinar never left the dinar since it is based on the oil they are pumping. In fact they are pumping almost two-thirds more since Saddam Hussein's day. Plus, there is a huge CBI reserve $100 billion plus an almost 38-ton stockpile of gold. So, to think they have to rehabilitate and grow their economy first to RV to the rate we are looking for is very, very foolish. The rate does not reflect the true value. Yes, if they grow their economy to greater heights, the value and thus the rate should then reflect the increase and go even higher. Militiaman, KTFA, the goal is to get an international, Article 8 compliant currency so they can go out onto the ISX. We haven't heard them deny the ISX is going to go live tomorrow, today Sunday, as an international entity, but we'll see what happens. We know that is something that's been on the plate, and the 29th was a target date, so hopefully that happens. Susie, DNT, if all the intel/info is correct as being alluded to, tomorrow should be a big day, or if Iraq will jerk that famous flying carpet out from under us once again. Let's hope the ISX shows up international to us on Monday and they and us go forward. Frank 26, KTFA. Iraq boots on the ground report, Firefly, this new app the CBI is now talking about, why do all that to check the status of the exchange rate if nothing is going to change the rate? This is huge deal to tell us we can access from our phone. We know the rate is changing and that's why they want us to look and constantly be aware because the moment it changes we are to run to the banks. Frank, it's stupid for them to tell you to look at the exchange rate in your app when you know damn well the exchange rate is killing you. Why are they telling you to do this? It's to prepare you. This is all part of the monetary reform education. It is marching forward. Article, Al-Sudani acknowledges the existence of a rise in prices and says that the window for selling the currency distorted the financial and banking systems. Quote, Al-Sudani said, a delegation headed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs will visit Washington, bringing with it several files. One of these files will be dealt with the U.S. Federal Bank and the Treasury Department. To find out the repercussions of applying the standard set by the U.S. Treasury in a way that guarantees the desired goal from all sides. A program rate is not desired by either side. That is why the final exclamation of the monetary reform is being taken to Washington, D.C. In my opinion, the monetary reform education goes across the pond to D.C. Hennig, KTFA, article, Reuters, Washington imposed restrictions on Iraqi banks due to the breach of sanctions on Iran, quote, Washington imposed restrictions on Iraqi banks due to a violation of sanctions issued by the Iraqi authorities, pointing to Washington's intentions to apply the same restrictions to the rest of the countries in the region that prove their dealings with Iran or Russia outside the American conditions. Nader from the Mideast the 800-S, don't believe into it, keep your money. Do not give it to anyone. Do not send it in the mail. Do not do anything. Do not trust anybody. Claire, KTFA, article, Independent Deputy, Al-Sudani's visit to Washington is the only and last solution to the crisis of the dollar's rise. Quote, if the visit is successful, the dollar exchange rate may drop to 1,450 dinars to its previous state. Sandy Ingram, the dinar went into a tailspin against the dollar after the New York Federal Reserve imposed tighter controls on international dollar transactions by commercial Iraqi banks in November to hold the illegal sharing of U.S. dollars with Iran. The U.S. is making it clear they will not tolerate violations of U.S. sanctions against Iraq. There appears to be evidence of Iraq funneling large sums of U.S. dollars into private bank account in Iran. This supposedly occurred shortly after the new prime minister was instated. RV already, DNT, from what I just heard, if I understood correctly, all sales and use of the US dollar in Iraq end tomorrow. I doubt this stops all of the black market tomorrow, but it stops all official use of the dollar. This should allow an international RV tomorrow. We will see what happens. Source, Dinar Chronicles. The latest video will be shown earlier at the official website TheosMilitaryNews.com. Recently our website has been attacked by vandals. We have been and continue to fix the consequences that they cause. Sorry if your experience was interrupted. Your monthly donation package on GiveSendGo to us has expired. Please donate again to TheosMilitaryNews.com monthly with a 12-month plan through GiveSendGo. Links below each video. Thank you for all of your support and companionship. We would not be able to continue without your support.